Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Alongside thousands of Cochrane reviews of interventions such as drugs, physical therapies, surgery, and education, some reviews examine system level strategies. My colleague Mark Kelly and I describe such a review of local collaboration between government and health agencies, which was conducted by staff from the Support Unit for Research Excellence, or SHORE, in Cardiff University, the South East Wales Trials Unit, based at Cardiff University School of Medicine, and Abertawe Bro Morgannwg University Health Board in the UK. It was updated in December 2012.
In doing this review, we were investigating whether partnerships between health and other public services at a local level improve the health of the population. We compared this collaborative working model with routine local services and found that the evidence is inconsistent.
We searched more than 20 databases and a wide range of other information sources, and where necessary, we contacted authors of the original studies to clarify or add to the published information on their partnership. For example, on how their collaboration was formed or managed. This allowed us to explore whether these details may have contributed to the level of effectiveness.
We found many examples of collaborative work which sadly didn't report enough detail of the collaboration for us to analyse, or which didn't measure health outcomes. 16 studies involving over 28,000 participants met our predetermined inclusion criteria. Each study measured a range of multiple health outcomes. Only two studies were considered to be at low risk of bias. One of these, looking at information and support for new mothers, did not identify any health improvements. The other, involving housing improvements to reduce the effects of asthma, showed a modest improvement in some, but not all, asthma-related outcomes. Overall, the quality of the evidence was poor, with a few high-quality randomised trials. Any health benefits seen were inconsistent, and most were of limited clinical significance. Process evaluations of the studies revealed that collaboration was hard to maintain in many instances, and the interventions were usually more costly than mainstream services.
In the previous version of this review, the small number of studies meant that meta-analysis wasn't possible at all, so we were very pleased to discover more studies for this update. Although the studies used different interventions and were done in different populations, they all have one thing in common, and that is collaboration. And we felt it was still appropriate to combine them statistically in order to give the best estimate possible about the impact of collaboration. As Sarah said, we found little evidence for health effects. There was no evidence for an improvement in mortality, physical health, or quality of life. There were statistically significant improvements in mental health and global assessment of functioning scales, but the effects were not clinically significant, especially given the extensive resources that were needed for most of the collaborative interventions.
Our latest findings show that collaborative partnerships between health and local government agencies, as they've been implemented in these studies, generally produce similar health outcomes to standard working arrangements. And we found no evidence of harm arising from these partnerships, which is an important point. Collaboration between health and local government agencies has been considered best practice and promoted nationally and internationally since the 1980s to improve the health of the population. However, after systematically reviewing the existing studies in this area, we conclude that there's little evidence that this partnership working has improved health outcomes compared to standard services. This may be related to how the partnerships are established and maintained, rather than that the notion of working across sectors is flawed or inappropriate. There are many reasons why local partners may wish to work together, including efficiency, staff training, satisfaction, and capacity building. We would recommend to anyone thinking of setting up a new partnership to gain agreement from all partners on a common purpose, what the outcomes are they're trying to achieve, and to monitor arrangements and methods they will use to evaluate the partnership. If the partnership is intended to improve the health of the population, health outcomes should be measured. This will allow clear reporting for the success of the partnership to be assessed.
In conclusion, we hope that our findings will encourage further research into similar areas to help identify more effective ways for local government and health agencies to collaborate.
In thinking about such future research, and if you would like to read more about the studies that have been done to date, you can find full details of the review and the included studies on the internet at www.thecochranelibrary.com.